area. His name is Mario. He wants to talk to you, Michael. He's here. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing okay.
That's awesome. Michael, my name is Mario. I'm actually one of the supervisors. I'm going to try to make this as brief and short as possible, Michael, to be respectful of your time. I hope you're okay with that.
Sure.
Okay. Now, Michael, I know you're just in business just about 1 year. Have you done anything to try to bring on new clients, Michael?
Well, I have. I'm working with like a place called, you know, Angie that I'm sure everybody's heard of, and then another place called eLocals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm very familiar with both of those third-party vendors. Just so you know, I'm not one to ever badmouth anyone else, but yeah, those companies have no direct association with Google. We are actually LocalSplash. We've been in business 20 years, and we have direct partnership with Google for 20 years. I like to mention that because in the States, there's only 40 companies that are directly associated with Google, and we're one of them. And that plays a big factor when things need to get done correctly, and not even correctly, just to produce results that clients look for. What we're proposing, Michael, is that we have a placement on the first page of Google that opened up. We're looking to get that position filled in sometime today. I just opened up about 30 minutes ago. You know, whether we move forward with Heinsberg or the next, one of your competitors that wants to bring on more work. So we're proposing to place you right alongside of the guys that come up as first options on Google. Not sure if you heard of these guys, Note Electric, RSR Electric, Midpen Electric, Brett Baker, Mr. Sparky, Hetzler Electric.
Yeah,
Brennan.
Well, first of all, like I'm really doing like HVAC work, not electric work. So,
well, you're not an electrician.
Even though, no, well, I mean, I can do electrical work, but I'm really focusing on HVAC work. So,
okay. Hold
so
on,
that would be the keywords that I need to be tied to.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Let me go ahead and change that here. Okay. I was under the impression that you were an electrician because of Heinsberg Electric. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, a lot of plumbing companies do HVAC also, you know. So.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. It's not good to judge a book by its cover. My apologies. Okay.
Well, I guess I just like the name Heinsberg Electric more than Heinsberg Mechanical or something.
Gotcha. Okay. So the keywords that I would list you under would then be, heating and air, heating and cooling, HVAC, anything that has to do with, air conditioning and so forth. And the companies that come up here is Hershey Heating and Air Conditioning, HVAC Distributors, Just-in-Time Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, 1 Hour Heating and Conditioning, Constant Comfort, AC Service Pro Heating and Air, and Bro Baker as well.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, okay.
I know who those people are, so yeah, that actually sounds pretty good.
Okay, yeah, well, these guys, Michael, that you're familiar with, just to give you a heads up on that, you know, the one main reason that they come up as, that stay busy is because they come up as first options on Google, and that's where we would be placing you right alongside of them. So anytime anyone is looking for any type of HVAC work or even some type of electrical work. If you do some type of minor electrical, we can also list you under those keywords so that you would be found when anyone types that in into Google as well. Okay.
Okay.
I'm showing that you have your own website, which is amazing because It does allow us to give you a much lower rate since you already have your own domain. Okay, we don't have to build one for you. Okay.
Okay.
So that's amazing. What we would do is that we would promote that website of yours on that first page of Google as well. Because there's no point of having a website if it's not being looked at by clients that need your service and bringing in more customers. Okay, so we would put it on Google
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Secondary, do you have any type of social media presence, Michael?
I think I have like a page on Facebook, but I think it seems to not get used very much or whatever. I don't think I've had any traffic coming from them.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. Well, the reason that I ask is that Google and Facebook do have a partnership. So what we can do is that we can actually promote your Facebook page for Heisenberg Electric. Do you have a business page, or you're talking about your personal one?
No, it's a business page.
Okay. So the difference in way, and I'm just going to be very straight and, you know, transparent with you, Michael. The reason that you're not getting hits from the Facebook page is because it's not being promoted accurately, right? So if we promote that for you and then we would run ads on that for you, that would be a game changer, okay? Because people love ads on Facebook. I'm not sure if you're familiar how ads on Facebook work, Michael.
Yeah, I actually did go in and paid for some Facebook ads, but I really didn't get any response from them at all, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, they're already included within our service, and, you know, I don't know if you were targeting the right audience, but that's what we do as partnerships with Google. I mean, regardless of Facebook, I mean, honestly, the real golden ticket is, you know, that first page of Google where all your competitors and the guys that you know are at. That's where you really want to be at. But, you know, we already work with Facebook. It's already included in the service to run ads for you. It's not like we're going to charge you additional for that.
Okay.
And we also work with Yelp. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Yelp.
Yeah, I have heard of them. I actually tried doing something with them, too, and about all that I got from them was a whole bunch of people calling me, trying to sell me stuff, and no actual clients looking to have work done. So
well,
it's pretty worthless.
I was going to say that's horrible. Were you paying Yelp, or did you use their free service?
Well, I started off with like an introductory service, but you know, I kind of basically concluded pretty quickly. There's no way I'm going to pay them to send telemarketers my way.
I agree with you 100% there. I mean, you might as well just put your name, your number out in the, you know, in the, you know, general public just so all these telemarketers can reach you. Absolutely. I see what you're saying. So what we would do is that we would put you on the paid portion of Yelp where people go on there and look for services, not where the telemarketers can look up your number, because that's what was happening. When you were on Yelp, your number was displayed as an open to the public number, and that's why you were getting all these calls of, you know, telemarketers, I'm sure, trying to sell you their products and so forth, right? So that would be, you know, quite a bit different. And then the last platform that we include in the service is Apple. Michael, have you ever worked with Apple before, you know, for everyone?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So you would be listed on Apple, where everyone, you know, anyone that has an iPhone and they use what is called Safari to do searches, because that's what Apple offers, is the Safari search. We will also list Heisenberg Electric on Apple, okay? But here's the bottom line, Michael, and I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to keep things straight to the point with you. Whether it's Apple, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Yelp, whether it's Bing, I mean, all these other platforms do generate, you know, some leads and some work. But like I said, nothing's going to compare with you being on that first page. right? I mean, that's where it's really at. You know, everyone wants to be on the first page, Michael. That's the real truth. Unfortunately, on the first page, there's only between 8 to 10 slots that fit on the first page. After that, people get thrown over to the second and third page. And I like to be very straightforward with people. No one really goes on to the second, third, fourth page on Google, right? I mean, people go on Google and whoever they see on that first page, that's who they're clicking on, right? So that's where we would be placing you, like I said, right alongside of your competition, the guys that you know. Our monthly price, Michael, for the service is $299 a month. It's actually quite affordable. There's no contracts attached to this either, okay? It's a month-to-month service. Which means that you have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not satisfied with what we're doing. But again, if we are bringing you in work and keeping you busy, I don't think that you would want to stop the service. That's just the bottom line truth, right? And here's the question I do have for you, Michael. Are you in a position where you can handle more customers?
Actually, yeah, I really kind of am. I mean, I've had so far it's been, you know, I mean, I've been doing a number of things trying to get more business in, including working with, you know, Angie and this eLocals place, and so far it hasn't amounted to very much.
Yeah. Well,
and believe me, I've spent a lot more than $299 than $299 on it, you.
Right, I can only imagine. Look, Michael, I like to be very transparent. I'm not here to waste your time, brother. I promise you that. You cannot compare Google to Angie's, and I'll tell you why. Angie's, what they do is that they'll send you a lead, Michael, and that same lead, they'll send it over to about 5 or 6 other clients of theirs, right? So now you guys are scrambling and almost just, you know, chasing that one lead. And whether you get that job or not, you're still going to get hit with a charge for accepting it, right, which is about $30-$35, I believe, they charge for accepting the lead, whether it turns out to, you know, being a job or not. And then here's Angie's secret that a lot of people do not know. Do you know, Michael, yourself, where Angie gets their leads?
Not exactly. I suppose probably from Google.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You just hit the nail right on the head, brother. Absolutely. So Angie, they turn around. I mean, they've been running this for so long. I mean, you know, just so you know, this company has changed their name 3 times in the last 7 years because of all the pending lawsuits they have against them. Before that, they were Home Advisor. Before that, they were Angie's List. And now they're called just Angie's. But yes, Michael, they buy their leads from Google and they turn around and sell them over to their clients at 4 or 5 times the price. Okay. So when you're on Google, it changes the whole dynamic because now you're going directly to the consumer, right? You're cutting out the middleman. So now we're going to list you, you know, right alongside of Hershey's Heating, HVAC Distributors, Justin's Plumbing and Heating, Constant Comfort Solutions, you know, all the guys that are doing the work that you're doing. So now when the customer, you know, types in any of the keywords, because it sounds like you're very familiar with that, right? When the customer types any of the keywords, Heinsberg Electric is now going to pop up as one of the top recommended on the first page of Google. So, I mean, you're going to see the difference right away, Michael. Being on the first page of Google. Okay.
Now, okay. Well, at this point, I'm actually pretty convinced that I want to go ahead and do this. So why don't we just, so what do I need to do to get signed up for it here?
Okay. I just need your last name, brother.
It's just Welcome, just W-E-L-C-O-M-E.
You know what, Michael? I'm going to tell you something that I seen your last name on here, and I thought it was a typo from us. I've been doing, and I don't mean to jump off topic, brother, but I've been doing this for so many years. I've never seen somebody's last name as Welcome. That's
an unusual last name.
Yeah. I mean, I could imagine throughout your lifetime, you know, just people are, you know, Michael, welcome. that's pretty neat. Okay. And Michael, what's your email address, brother?
It's just going to be michaelwelcome@comcast.net. I don't have a domain-specific email yet, so.
Okay, but you do have access to that email. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I need to know. That's an important portion there. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right, and what address do you have the business to register out of, Michael? Don't worry, we're not going to put that on Google. No need to worry about that.
Okay. It's just 1409 Willow Creek Drive, and that's in Mountjoy, Pennsylvania. And it's 17552.
Okay. Yep, 17552.
Mount spelled out. MT doesn't work. The post office says no such address.
Yep, no worries. It generates in our system immediately, and you everything
okay.
is correct. Everything
okay,
you said
good.
Was correct. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay, I'm going to need some of those keywords from you in a second. 928-3302. And that number that I mentioned to you, 717-928-3302, that's good enough to put on Google where customers can reach you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you do HVAC, electric, heating and air. What else, Michael?
Well, it's really on... mostly specialize in like HVAC stuff, so it would be heating and cooling, air conditioning, whatever, HVAC, what keywords like that.
HVAC keywords, okay?
Right, yeah, that would be best. I mean, the thing about electrical is I'm 64 years old and I'd prefer not to be crawling around in attics and crawl spaces and such if I can avoid it.
You got that. Okay. Okay. Perfect. I think that you have been pretty crystal clear with me there. Okay. Okay. And today is... All right, you'll get a call tomorrow from our IT department, tomorrow, Wednesday, Michael. They're the ones that are going to go ahead and help you complete the process. They take all the information down. I'm sure you're familiar with what the IT department is, right? I mean, they do, they're the guys that are just on the computers all day long. I don't like to say computer nerds because that sounds pretty rough. But there are computer whizzes per se.
Okay. Before I was doing HVAC, I was a software developer, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you are definitely, what these guys do, sit in front of a screen for, you know, long periods of time. they're going to give you a call tomorrow, to get everything done and squared away. What time tomorrow do you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Well, let me think. Really, you know, like kind of 10 or 11 probably would work somewhere in that time frame.
Okay, give me a second. All right. I'm looking at their calendar right now as we speak, and I do have an 11 open. Is that all right with you?
That would be fine.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 quick second.
Okay. Anyway,
right. And
so
how far you said you're willing to travel for new clients? About 20 miles out?
Yeah, that's probably about right. I mean, I think there's plenty of work within that area. Because
okay.
I'm just me. I'm it. I'm the owner, the operator, the guy that goes out in the van and everything. So, you know, so I
commend you for that. I'm 64 years old, man. I hope that I get to, live to a point to be 64 where I'm in my 40s and I already feel like, hey man, I just want to chill and sit down sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I actually am collecting Social Security. So there's a limit as to how much I can actually work before they start taking my Social Security away. But I haven't gotten there yet with what I've been trying to do with Angie. I went out and fixed somebody's furnace yesterday, and the guy that was there before told them their furnace was shot. They needed a whole new furnace, and all I had to do was clean the flame sensor with a little Scotch-Brite pad, and it's working fine. So there's a lot of crooks in this line of business.
They were getting ready to get scammed by someone. That sounds what it was going to happen, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. So I'm going to start keeping a list of those and put it on my website of people that I fixed the furnace that some other guy said was shot and needed to be replaced.
Yeah, make sure that the customer also that you went to do work for, we're going to help you facilitate it where those customers can give you good reviews too, because all we do is you'll send them a link that you're going to have. And then the customer just clicks, you know, that they love your work, and then you'll get 5 stars on Google. Okay, so we definitely want to do that as well.
Okay.
The hours of operations, what time did you wanted to show on Google, Michael? What time did you want to show that you're open and available to do work?
Well, I'm thinking like maybe 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. And the reason is that, you know, if there's somebody that wants some emergency work done, I am, and I'm available, I would probably do it.
Okay, I was just going to ask you if you do emergency services, because I could list you for 24-hour emergency services only. Right, so I mean, you have a schedule, right? Monday through, I don't know, what are you working? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Well, when I can get to work, like I said, I pretty much do it. I don't know that I want to be going out at 3 or 4 in the morning, but maybe.
You're right.
Maybe like 8 to 10, 8
okay.
a.m. to 10 p.m., and you can do that 7 days.
Okay, hold
of course,
on.
There's
Monday through, yeah, because this is what's going to reflect on Google. And keep in mind, I mean, if you were short of work and you were just hanging out, Michael, I mean, being on that first page, I mean, you're going to see yourself. It's going to change things. So that's why I want to make sure we're putting the right thing. So 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, perfect. Monday through Sunday. All right. Sounds good here.
And if I start getting too many calls, then I guess I'll deal with that when it happens.
Absolutely. Cross that bridge when you get there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, perfect. Okay. I do have to ask you a security question, Michael. This is put a password for the account. So this is, we make sure that you're the only one accessing the account. You get to choose one of these three questions: your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
I'll go with pet's first name, I guess.
Pet's first name. Okay. And what is that?
Ben.
Is that B-E-N?
B-E-N. Yep.
Okay, Ben. Sounds like a big dog. Is that a big or small dog?
It was a medium-sized dog. I don't actually have him anymore, so.
Oh, he moved on? He passed?
Yeah, he's sort of my childhood dog.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, sorry to hear that, brother. All right.
He died many years ago now, obviously, but.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Yeah, man, let's hopefully we get you in a position one day where you have to consider hiring people, Michael. That would be the best case scenario, man. That way you can, at 64 years old, you can probably just chill at home, you know?
Well, yeah, and I have thought about that. I mean, you know, that maybe I do want to turn this into a business that if I grow it enough, it could eventually be, like, sold. But we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, Michael, I'm just going to kind of keep it simple.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me 1 second. And keep in mind, the first month for all of our customers, there is a one-time $99 setup charge, but you only pay that the first month, just so you know.
Okay.
It's going to reflect on there. Let me ask you a question, Michael. Again, I don't mean to jump off topic, but what took you so long to consider Google? I mean, that's where all your competitors are at.
Well, you know, I mean, I tried working with something called Google Ads, which I thought would be able to sort of get me onto, like, the places I needed to be on Google.
Okay. No, that's completely
but
different.
But unfortunately, trying to integrate that in with the website that I designed proved to be a little bit challenging. And I kind of had that on my to-do list, but as you know, when you're sort of starting a business up, there's a lot of things that need attention and only so much time. So,
hey, Michael,
and I haven't really done this before.
You built that website?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat, man. That's actually not bad at all. I thought somebody did that for you.
No. Well, I told you I was a software developer, so.
Nice. Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, we do have a couple positions open here, Michael, FYI.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that again. But
okay.
I mean, you know, really, I mean, I was looking at doing this business, you know, maybe somewhat part-time, but I guess, you know, the thing is if I start earning too much money, they start taking my Social Security away. But maybe it's worth it. If I can earn enough from this,
enough.
Maybe I don't care about losing my Social Security.
Right. Now, Michael, you do have access to michaelwelcome@comcast.net, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the confirmations there. Perfect. And then, Michael, regarding the payment, how did you want to take care of that, brother? We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
I've got a Visa card here for you.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
And presumably I can update this because eventually I want to probably put it against my business account. But for now, I'll just give you this one, which is 448. You ready?
Go ahead.
4482-5120-0809-3604.
Okay. Expiration date?
That's going to be 6/29.
All right. And then there's something called a security code, Michael. It's going to be the last three numbers behind the card.
Yeah, that's 533.
Okay, Michael. Just give me a second while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one. Now, the card does read Michael Welcome, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then just the word welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Perfect. All right, Michael, stand by for me here just one quick second while I get this verification done. While I'm doing that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, and this will take just about 30 seconds. It'll be pretty quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Michael. The reason behind this is we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you do not understand, please let me know, and I'll be more than happy to clarify that for you.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification, Michael. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, to outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To make sure that everything is correct, Michael, can you please state the name of the company?
Heisenberg Electric.
Heisenberg Electric. Great. Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
The name is Michael Welcome. My title is just owner-operator.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Heisenberg Electric, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Michael, we ask that you also participate in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, Michael, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask, if you ever bring anyone on board, a different marketing company, that you keep us in the loop.
Okay.
Okay. You know, normally that's not something that happens, but when you have, like, you know, multiple locations, that's normally when it happens. But, I mean, in your case, but, you know, we still have to let you know that. Okay. Your payment for the initial term will be processed today, November 12th, which is the monthly amount of $299 with the one-time $99 setup fee. Keep in mind, you only pay that this month for a total of $398. Every month moving forward, it's a flat rate of $299. That next payment will not be due until December 12th, 30 days from now. Keep in mind, Michael, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, and that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay. All we ask is that you give us a call to our customer service number if you ever wanted to stop the services from continuing. I can provide you that number, or I can text it to you, Michael.
And it wouldn't be on your website of how the customer service number?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you can text it to me, but probably that's where I would go to look for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, I'll text it to you, but I'll give you the website, too. I mean, while we're on the phone, you're going to get, you know, the welcome to the company. All the emails are going to come through as we're on the phone right now, so don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms, which means you can cancel anytime?
I do.
Okay. Bear with me one second here, brother. Okay. Pretty soon you're going to start receiving, I just processed the payment. It just went through. Give it about maybe 1 minute, and you're going to start receiving text messages and emails. You know, saying welcome to the company. There's one particular email that you're going to receive that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you have access to your emails right now, Michael, so I can help you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'll run this down with you, so this tomorrow when you get a call from the IT guys, you don't have to spend another 10 or 15 minutes. It's pretty simple. Let me know when you receive an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Okay, give it about 1 minute. It should be coming through. It hasn't came through yet, Michael?
Let me check. I just got to refresh it. Yeah, I did get that.
Okay. That one there, the one that says local / initial invoice, click on that, Michael, and then you're going to see a little, it's like a little blue link that says click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you do that.
Okay. So, okay, so I guess I got a bunch of stuff here I got to look at here. So
yeah, well, it's just giving you a rundown of the services. I mean, keep in mind that the service that you're in, it's a no-contract month-to-month service. Do you see your phone number on there? Right towards the bottom, there's going to be your phone number.
Okay, let's see.
On the top, it's going to say terms of experience, and then if you go towards the bottom, you'll see your phone number somewhere there.
Okay.
Let me know when you see your phone number.
Okay, well, I'm looking here. I guess I haven't. I looked through here. There's quite a bit of stuff there. I'm not seeing my phone number.
You're not seeing your number? Okay. And did you click on the one that said local / initial invoice?
Oh,
and then
okay. I'm sorry. I found it now. It was just it was someplace I wasn't expecting it to be. But yeah,
no,
I've got it now.
Okay. So underneath your number, let me explain this to you. So, you know, I want to be transparent. I mean, we're not a company that, you know, hides anything or doing any of that sneaking and geeking stuff. Absolutely not. So underneath your number, there's going to be two empty boxes that you're required to check on. But let me explain that to you. The first box, if you read it detailedly, it says that you allow us to send SMS and phone calls to you, which means SMS is another way to say text messages. That you allow us to send you text and call you when it's necessary. Okay, so you click on that first box. The second box says that the payment that you provided is yours and it's a valid form of payment. And then right underneath that, it says that this is not a contract and that you have the right to cancel the service at any time. Okay, so you have to click on both of those boxes. Once you do, you're going to see your name just underneath that. Michael, welcome. Do you see your name?
Yep.
Yeah, right underneath your name, there's a slot that where you got to type in your name exactly as it is. Michael, space,
okay.
Welcome. And once you do that, you hit confirm signature. Let me tell you what that does. That's going to send that over to our IT guys, says that you did our terms and conditions where we can call you, and that the information you provided is accurate, and then it's going to allow you access to our company dashboard. The dashboard is what's going to give you access, Michael, to see, you know, how many people visit your page on Google, how many people are looking at the site, how many phone calls you're generating. Keep in mind that we work under Google guidelines, so we have to disclose all this information to you. Okay.
Okay.
So, once you put your name on there and you hit confirm signature, let me know.
Okay, I did that, yeah.
Okay, it should take you to another page where it's going to ask you for credentials.
Right.
Okay, give me a second. Let me make sure you did it correct. All right. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay, yeah, it's done correctly. Don't worry about your credentials, Michael. Tomorrow when you get the phone call at 11 a.m., from our team, they're going to provide all those details to you. Okay. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash, Michael. We look forward in the relationship between Heidsberg Electric and us to be long-term. You know, and how do we do that? By producing results, brother. Right? I mean, I know that, you know, what you're looking for is to stay busy and have that flow of traffic coming in. Okay? When you speak to our team tomorrow, the IT guys, you know, make sure that you don't miss the phone call at 11, Michael. It's important because that's the only setback that can happen is if you miss the call, then we will have to reschedule it. Okay?
Okay.
Keep in mind that we're going to put you on the platforms, you know, on the primary platforms that we get you on, take about 7 to 14 days to get them confirmed. And then after that, we make sure that we work diligently on getting you confirmed and approved to by Google to, you know, start getting the information on the first page. So I just ask that you be a little patient. This is not done within 1 to 2 days, obviously. But we're definitely working on, you know, getting you there. Again, your website, make sure that you have the information because they're going to require that from you because they're going to put that on Google as well. If you do have any pictures that you want on the page of Google, I'm assuming you have your pictures on the website because when I seen them, they look pretty good. Again, just do me a favor, Michael. Make sure that you're on standby on your phone tomorrow at 11. I will also send you, I'm going to send you an email as well. It's a Google invite saying, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash tomorrow at 11 a.m. So it's just a reminder. Michael, thank you so much for giving us that 1% of your trust, brother. I promise that we will gain that other 99 and show you what the difference is, you know, being on that first page of Google, brother. I mean, I can sit here and tell you everything that sounds very nice. Obviously, actions speak louder than words. So we will talk to you tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Okay, thanks, son.
Okay, Michael. You have a good one, brother. Talk to you then.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.